Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
EVC. Corn Pops, J-Biz, MDMA, it's truly a dirt scheme. Yo. Get lost on canny tranny. Boys horse torn throw rats like the nanny. Frank Rescher. 45-year-old half woman, half man, half child molester. Bump bass, make haste, human waste, I'm the taste tester. Sushi suits, movies, fucking boots, super get leaves a stew, but only in the movies. Pan flute and Cuba gooding, please stop the nuking, I'm the nuking. Shoes up like Medusa, only give you bee sting instead of stone. This is something
what?
Prone to play the saxophone efficiently. Scheme knock the microphone with efficiency. Rare care, bear affairs done surreptitiously.
Hocus. All right, dogs, here we are. Life in God's motherfucking pocket.
This is John, it.
John here with...
Welcome, gentlemen.
The infamous Daniel.
Introduce yourselves. Introduce yourselves.
And the infamous Kyle. What's up with you, Kyle?
Not much. I can't hear shit because I don't have headphones because I am terrible. So this is going to be interesting.
Kyle's a bad friend.
I am.
Man, look at that. Kyle, you're already starting off negative, dog.
I know. Whoa.
We need you to bring some positive energy into this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
You got to have the negative in order for the positive to feel even better. It's those highs and lows.
Well, that's good. I'm glad. Right. I'm glad you're here. You're being involved.
Great. You know? Just here to be sad.
Cowboys, everyone.
Yeah.
Then we got the host with the most ethnical background over here.
Oh, that would be me. You guys probably couldn't guess that, but I'm a black guy. But I definitely sound like a white man. It's all a ploy.
Yeah. So yeah, we're starting this podcast, and this is about being a motherfucking human being in life. You know what I'm saying?
Get with it.
So this Kanye interview last night on Jimmy Kimmel, I didn't hear the audio, but I saw the video when we were out at that bar.
We did.
I did not see any of this, so you guys got to describe this to me.
Dude, he's just chilling with Jimmy Kimmel, wearing a white tee, you know?
A big white tee.
It was a very long, like past his knees.
Naturally.
Like he's going to bed.
He's Kanye West. It's Kanye West, and he's there. He's like the thing I love about him is that fucking switch, that on and off. He smiles because Jimmy Kimmel cracks a joke. Looks at the audience and sees that they're laughing and stops. Instant anger and rage in this guy's face. I love it. Kanye West is the man. He's one of my favorites. People hate him because he says stupid shit, but he's just a crazy person. So I love
it. You can't hate a man for being eccentric. You know, he's an artist. Like Jay-Z was saying, you know, back in the day, we're having a meeting with Kanye and he just gets up on the table and just starts rapping at everybody. I'm like, dude,
like most artists would play.
You're already here for a deal, you know. Shut the fuck up. Sit down.
He's here to win this performance.
Oh, man. Yeah, I enjoy the man, dude. We listened to his album in San Diego.
Oh, another place I wasn't at.
Well, the Kids See Ghosts, you know.
Kids See Ghosts. There's a Kanye West Kid Cudi album, two of my faves, and it was beautiful. It came out the day we were in San Diego, our first actual day. Together, and we just popped it into that rental. Sport mode. Oh, what type of car was that? It had sport mode.
It was a Hyundai, some kind of bullshit.
Hyundai bullshit with sport mode. And we were, every time Jordan put it into sport mode, he yelled it. Sport mode!
That car was a bitch, though.
It sucked.
It was really good at cruising at like 90 miles an hour, but they had like no acceleration.
That's right. It got us around.
It did.
We dabbled a little bit in Pacific Beach. When are we doing another trip?
We got to do it soon. I need to schedule my touch-up appointment for my tattoo.
Yeah.
Like my tattoo artist is apparently going to be on Ink Master soon.
I like that show.
And
I like that show a lot.
I never got to let him take a picture of my shit, so like I don't get to be in his portfolio, unfortunately.
Well, that sucks.
Oh well, I'm not just some piece of meat candy to ink up and throw around in magazines, you know.
I like that show. That show is cool, man. I don't know. Every tattoo artist I've talked to about that show, they're like, well, fuck that show. Like, it's just like, I get it. It's like the mainstream. It's not cool to be mainstream nowadays or whatever, but that show is dope.
The only thing I don't like about it is when they're like judging people's tattoos and like, see this tattoo here? It's a piece of shit. You know? Like, man, the person who has this on them is standing right here.
Yeah.
And you're like just talking about how all this is where the artist fucked up in like their perspective, or this hand looks like way too weird and wonky. And like,
well, there's some wonky shit.
Oh, cool. Now I gotta live with that forever.
Yeah. So that person.
Thanks, stranger, who's judging me.
Well, they got fucking. The judges are Dave Navarro. He used to be the lead singer of.
No, he was a guitar player in the Red Hot Chili Peppers back in the day, and then Jane's Addiction.
That's right. He doesn't do either of that anymore, right?
I don't know what he does.
He has a bunch of like these all black goth tattoos, and he's just judging fucking artists.
He used to be married to Carmen Electra. I don't know if he still is or not, but I used to look at her nudie pictures back when I had dial-up internet. Dude, I'd be downloading. That was when I was using Kazaa, but I'd try to download like naked pictures on that because it was easier like than to hide versus like web browser, like Clear Your History, whatever. I can just pirate.
Who are you hiding from?
Well, my grandfather. I used to look up. He had a computer that he didn't know how to use.
See, you're fucked up, dude. I would have left that shit on there, and he'd be going crazy. He'd be like, when the fuck did I look at this porn?
This rectangle shows me titties.
We got some more boobies here now, looky box.
Yeah, I would have, you know, he would have thought he had dementia. I would have kept leaving all this weird. I would have found that weird shit and left it on there. I would have left it on there and acted like I found it. Be like, Grandpa.
Dog, you got to keep the microphone close to your mouth.
Dude, don't tell me what to do with my microphone.
We're going
to
be losing you. You know what I'm saying?
Can you not hear me?
I can, but it's like faint. And when I'm looking at the track recording here.
Turn your fucking headphones up.
Dude, I keep turning your mic for you up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got a soft voice, man. I like speaking soft. You guys know I don't like talking to people at all.
They say soft voices for a soft man.
I'm soft on the inside. I won't lie to you, man. I got some shit going on. I'm soft. You're not wrong.
I like a lot of things soft on the inside, especially my victims.
Yeah, they're Jordan Gold is a serial killer. He's like, last night, Comedy Club. They were gonna vote you most likely to kill somebody.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, first off, that chick was being rude because I used to have sex with one of her friends, and she's acting like I didn't satisfy her friend, but she doesn't know.
Well, you know, you got a teacher.
And maybe she does, and that's why she thinks you're a serial killer because you murdered that pussy.
Well, you know, that's probably the truth.
Oh, you guys are adults. Watch your language. There's kids in the room.
Yeah.
There's kids in the room.
Yeah, and they're all in cages. It's real weird, Jordan. What are you doing?
Yeah, we can't wait to show you guys our setup.
Yeah, it's
Hey, we're on the top of the technology for podcast recording.
Yeah.
It's stupid goddamn easier, but.
This is fun. I like what you're saying right now.
Yeah.
Just do that. Do all those things, he said.
Well, you know, I'm a audio engineer, you know what I'm saying?
You guys are both engineers. Then.
Wow.
Kyle's an engineer. He's a smart guy.
Well, he has a real degree. I'm not actually
that smart. I'm just good at math, and that's what everyone gets wrong. Like, I don't know what bathroom I'm in until I see a urinal. Like, I'm not a smart man.
So
a couple of times I've walked away from my car, and I came back, and it was running. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm not a smart man. I'm just good at math, and no one else is.
So I used that exact like method to find my bathroom yesterday in that bar we went to afterwards, because that place, the bar, I went to go use the bathroom. It was still when they were serving food, and I went to go use the bathroom, but it has the gentleman sign, but it's a finger. It's a giant hand that says gentleman on it, and it's pointing to the other side, but it's placed on the side of the women's bathroom. So I walk over there naturally, but I'm like, oh, fuck. So I'm like, you know what? I'm a smart guy. I'm just going to look for urinals. And I was in the women's bathroom for like 2 seconds. So, and you know, in today's world, that's not a good look. I got everything going against me. So that's
just go pee in the sink.
I guess that's
everybody's urinal.
These new urinals are awesome. Yeah. You can wash your wiener while you're.
Well, you can have hot water. Usually the water's real cold. Today's very luxurious.
When I'm out drinking at college bars on Thursday nights, I like to spritz my nutsack with some warm water while I'm pissing.
That's why they have the new urinals.
Some highfalutin bar right there.
Oh man,
that's good. That's good. We cracked open these beers, man. These beers are.
Modelo.
I went to a show. Well, I wouldn't really call it a show. I was visiting some friends in Orlando. One of these guys, he worked at a venue, said he was going to get us in for this concert. I had no idea who it was for. I was like, whatever, man. I just want to be in there. He's like, yeah, I'll get it so you guys sit in the VIP section, right? Which was like the second floor, looking down on everybody. That's where I wanted to be, looking down on everybody.
Hell yeah.
And it was a. It was a Logic concert. This is before Logic was big or anything. You know, he's big now. I'm not too much of a fan. But he points up to us because we're the only ones in the VIP section. And he's like, yeah, and shout out to my homies up in the VIP. He says that shit. And, of course, me being, you know, I think I was 19 maybe. I'm going to run with that. So, like, after the show, I'm saying, yeah, like, yeah, we work with him personally. Like, these girls are like, oh, my God, with all this crazy shit. Like,
yes, that's what you're supposed to do.
And I'm like, yeah, like, we produce his music. Like, that's why. And she's like, oh, really?
Oh, my
and
God, how handsome of you.
Yeah, so all this shit I'm saying made me more attractive. all these lies. That's how I get people to think I'm attractive. I lie to them. And I even pretended like I was going to call him and see where he was trying to hang out with these girls. I faked the phone call. I was like saying, oh, you're at the Steak and Shake. Well, these girls want to hang out, man. What are you trying to do and all this shit? And
I was like, goes to Steak and Shake.
You're trying to smash, you're trying to smash burger. Oh, sounds like you're trying to smash burger. Logic. Sorry, ladies.
Logic. You should come to Reno, Nevada, and we could fuck around at a Steak and Shake. There's like a few of them. We can dick around. We can talk about this story. We met before.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to hear this. This is good.
I follow him on Twitter. I could tweet this shit to him.
Yeah, we're gonna tweet this shit to everybody.
He's got an angry tweet someone, and you'll definitely get their attention.
We're going to be on all the fucking channels, dog.
Fuck Logic.
Anyways.
I don't like him.
So one time I recorded this podcast playing that game Super Fight with some friends.
I love
And then I started. I was really drunk and high, and I started talking shit about Chuck Norris. And then at the end, I was like, sorry, Chuck Norris. And then everybody's like, yeah, because he's ever going to listen to this. I'm like, you don't know. We could. I mean, none of those podcasts are posted anymore, so he probably can't and probably didn't. I doubt he's one of the 20 people that listen to it, because I think 10 of them were me.
I don't know. Does Chuck Norris even listen to podcasts? Like, I feel like he already has all the knowledge he needs. What does he listen to them for?
He probably doesn't listen to anything because he's Chuck Norris. He just stares at people until he scares the information out of them that he wants, and then probably just ignores them because they're not worth his time.
Right.
Hey, Kyle.
What the fuck?
How rude to have your phone go off during a professional recording. We got somebody.
Visitors, everybody.
And here's Banana Man himself. Oh, he's got matching banana shorts.
What the fuck? We need to get a video feed soon so people can see this guy. A giant banana just walked into Jordan Gold's house.
So the podcast is professionally recorded. Soon it will be professionally captured via video. But that is, it's a work. It's a work in progress. You can't start at the top, We started at the bottom, and
we're still at the bottom.
Why is this dude shaking? Why can't you stay still right now?
Banana shake.
You ran up the stairs.
Like, they don't have to worry about like the bottom line, like a quarter to quarter. They can just really see like a long view, and then like whoever is investing these billions of dollars in the company, they're the ones that are really calling the shots, like behind closed doors, though.
That's fine. I don't know what happens at Google. Like, I don't see why people would care. Do you know what happens at Google with their reports and all that
I don't follow any of that shit. It's like unfathomable amount of money that goes on
that shit. Yeah, I just fucking
hop
on that. I hop on my Google box, and I Google shit, and I don't ask questions. It works, and it works for me, and that's all I do. I mind my business.
Yeah, man.
Right. Well, it's fine. It's fine. Let them do what they want to do, and we're going to sit back, and they'll do fine, and I'll still use Google. I can't afford a Tesla anyway, so.
Get a Google car.
I get a Google fucking car. I'll sit in that shit and just worry about other people hitting me because they don't get in accidents.
What would a Google car be?
I want a Google sex box.
Oh, dude, you need to be careful with that. They're making those. I watched a video on them making all these. They're like pleasure bots or something. And this guy, it's almost like that Sophia robot that's like a citizen. Where's she at? Saudi Arabia?
Yeah. She has more rights than an actual woman in that country.
God.
I think some comedian said that or something.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. She's up how many?
I've got a buddy who's currently getting his doctorate in sex robots. That's
okay. About a moral dilemma here.
I'm sorry.
Say there's a pedophile that wants to have sex with children.
Oh, I know where you're going.
What if they made a childlike robot? That's like, oh, hey, can you bring me a juice box? I had like little sound clips like that. But it's like, no, I'm going to have sex with you, robot kid. Isn't it better than fucking a real child? right?
I don't know if it's better.
Wouldn't you rather give them the opportunity to take out their urges?
Definitely less bad because there's no actual children being hurt.
There were no children harmed.
I'm not
going to
call
this
good by any means.
If he could, like, go out in the streets and, like, take a picture of, like, sexy children and send it to the company.
That's...
Hey, I saw this kid walking at the park the other day.
I feel like that's...
That's enough.
And goddamn,
it's like playing
his
God
asshole looked like it had some tightness to it.
You're stupid. That's a good question, though. I think your question is a valid question. I'm going to assume because of all the...
Yeah, Daniel's definitely still for fucking kids.
No, I'm assuming because of the type of country we live in that people will not be okay with them making children sex robots.
Well, probably not in America because everybody here is
a
prude and shit.
Well,
I don't know about that.
I don't know. I don't look the shit up, everybody. I'm just throwing numbers out there.
I think the Mormons go by the if they can bleed, they can breed.
Oh, man, that's disgusting. I'm sorry. I'm not good. I'm not engaging.
What the Mormons do. Yeah.
That's...
Fuck. He knows a thing or two about Mormonism.
Okay.
Dude, how great are pancakes?
Oh, man.
Well, aside from the gluten, I like pancakes.
Well, I saw this pancake art video today. It was...
How do you make...
This chick, man, she has, like, this colored batter.
And she made some avocado toast on pancakes. Oh, my God.
She made, like, rainbows and shit from her pancakes. It was really nice.
Really nice, you say.
Yeah. Pancakes, man. I'm not, like, a pancake fiend or anything. But the last time I had some really good chocolate chip pancakes, I had a good day that day, I'm sure. And ever since then, everything's been dark and blurry and gloomy.
Yeah, pancakes
like a DC
are fucking
movie. Ever since then, I've just been fucking down in the dumps. What about you, Kyle? What's up with you, Kyle? You don't have headphones on right now. But
no, I don't, so I can't hear anything you're saying.
You're joking.
Yeah, I am. Of course, I'm in the same room. We're 10 feet from each other. Like, I can hear you.
That's not 10 feet.
But you're not 10 feet, which is still accurate, but nah. I don't know.
What's been bothering you lately?
Well, that's a big question to ask.
Let's talk about goals, Kyle.
All right.
Let's talk about your five years.
Football? What?
No, we're talking about
soccer. Football.
We're not talking about some faggy, like, you know, dreamy sports shit. Okay. We're talking about Kaibo. Where does he want to be in 5 years?
I don't know. I have not thought that far ahead.
You need to get some goals, dog.
I do.
I hated that question in high school.
Yeah.
I hated that question.
See, I haven't asked myself that question, and then I got to here, so I think I'm doing pretty okay.
Yeah, 5 years, I said, I have no idea, and then I'm, like, slightly successful now. So I'm like, yeah, just keep it rolling, dude.
Five years ago, I was drinking Jaeger until my brain went to sleep, so now I'm just doing that less frequently. So I think things are going in the correct direction.
I'm not going to lie to you. When you guys get Jaeger bombs, I fucking cringe every time. I hate Jaeger.
Oh, they're so good.
When
it's like drinking candy, but...
No, it's not. It's the exact opposite of that. Drinking candy is like drinking candy.
No, yeah. Well, it's very tasty, and you're just very wrong. Because it lets you get all the way drunk very quickly, and then your brain goes to sleep before you feel the hangover. Everybody wins.
Wow. When I lived in Guam, I used to go to this bar like almost every night called the Fusion Tavern. And Mama Lee, who's this middle-aged Korean lady, owned this bar. And you buy Mama a shot. You know, that's all. She wanted shots of Jägermeister. And as soon as the bar opened at like 3 in the afternoon, she would stay there all night because she was like the main bartender, her and Mr. Kim. And
wow, these are all like very generic Asian people names.
There's probably a bullshit names, you know. But
it's like a Mad Lib of a good story.
But dude, she would get so fucking wasted every night and just party with us. She's like, you mama's boys. Mama take care of you. Like,
that's awesome.
She would give me money to put in the jukebox. She would kick my ass. She'd be so drunk she could barely stand, but she would whoop my ass at pool all the time. Like a fucking shark.
Fuck.
Then Mr. Kim would just get really drunk and just like make some food. Like one night we're in there, he took a bunch of French fries then like balled them up in like cheese and like crab meat and just threw them in like this deep fryer.
Wow.
I was like, Mr. Kim, what's this? He's like, I don't know, just eat it.
Just some crab meat, French fried cheese ball.
That sounds delicious.
It was delicious. But we used to go there and just get hammered all the time and just buy mama shots of Jägermeister, you know. She was super down.
You guys need some beers? Everyone's looking a little empty. Have another?
I could use another one.
I'll be the beer point right now. I got you guys.
All right. So more today, August 10th. All right,
now Daniel can't hear us. Let's make fun of him.
It's the August 10th. That's the day. What's big today, Kyle? We got, we have President Trump, you know, he's still out there kicking rocks, moving and shaking. But what do you think about the Russia probe? You think he's doing dirty business to those Russian guys, Cal?
You can speak. They won't kill us yet.
Well, I think Cal's a double agent.
Silence. What the? You really don't. Okay.
No,
I'm
I don't know.
Think
I just
he's Russian.
Duh. They have found out sleeper cell over. Taco, egg, whiskey, homecoming, novella. Tra, tra, tra.
That's very true.
All right. He's probably going to kill us now.
Well. Hey, let's take a quick break. I'm going to pause, and then we'll come back. Sound good?
Sure. Ew.
And we're back from our break.
Wow.
And now we're joined by our new guest. He's a World War II veteran. He served in the jungles in Japan. Ladies and gentlemen, this is retired Army Colonel Forrester J. Scottsworth. Forrester?
I prefer the name First. First, like the first one of the Second World Wars. But
how many STDs did you get in the jungle?
At least four. it's pronounced the first. Not the jungle, the first. You ever get tree chlamydia? It's basically like this sap. It's very sticky. But then ants like to eat the sap.
Forrester, are you saying that you had ants?
It's pronounced fur.
Fur, are you saying that you had ants on your genitals?
On the outside.
That's good. That's good that you didn't get inside the ball bag. That would be uncomfortable.
I had a pretty severe injury where just there's a hot stream of air coming out the whole time, so there ain't no ants getting up in there.
Wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was pretty, I ran out of food.
Okay.
Wasn't much, so I had to eat bullets. And lead metabolized in my liver.
I think he needs to go.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, dog. Where's Kyle at? Okay, turn back into Kyle now. Oh, hey, Kyle. Welcome back.
Kaibo.
Have that I told really you good. About where Kaibo comes from?
Tell us. Tell us where you... Well, yeah, so, tell us why we call you Kaibo.
When I was in high school, I was in the marching band and the normal band because I was terrified of pretty girls. And I played tuba because it protected my virginity. And so I played tuba, and we had an upright bass player who stood next to him. Shout out to Neil Kafori. And he... One day he's like, hey... I'm going to call you Kaibo because it's first two letters of each of your names. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. And it kind of caught on. And a couple months later, he says, hey, you know, Kaibo stands for keep your bowels open for when you're shitting in the woods. It's a Boy Scout term. So, the fun fact is that if I ever wanted to become a black lady, I could just be called Latrine.
That hand flip you did there was... Fuck. That's why we need cameras.
Winner, man. You are a winner.
Winner, winner. Chicken sandwich. Dude,
if I was a hot young woman, Kyle, I would just spread eagle on your face right now.
You're a good dude, bro.
Yeah, you know, I would do that for you, but I'm not. I'm actually.
And I appreciate that you don't.
I'm actually just a really handsome heterosexual man, and I'm really humble about it.
Very humble.
You're the humblest ever.
If you were a wizard, you would be Humbledore.
No, that's you. That's your name, Kyle. Don't you pawn your shit names off on me, young man. I will not stand for that.
Under my umbrella, Ella, Ella, A, A, A.
Ooh-wee.
You are clever, dude. You're a clever guy. Clever man.
Well, you know, he was born in the era of the internet.
Yeah, it's the best. We're the smartest. Do any of you guys have some interesting plans over the next 2 days? This is the weekend. It's Friday.
Well, going out is like a thing that I should consider if I want to like be a part of a community. And, like, get some titties rubbed in my face and, like, not pay for it with straight, like, cash, like, right away. Though sometimes I like to do that, you know, just to cut out the old chase. Just get right to
it's here's like how in, like, a game you pay to get to the higher levels more quickly.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I just want you to rub your titties on my face. Like, that's all I'm willing to commit to right now.
I guess. Like, for me, I pay those video games all the time. I delete video games because I'm tired of paying them.
Oh, no, I grind, stuff. And that's why I'm still doing terrible at Clash of Clans.
I fucking hated that game. My best friend, he played that game so much. One day, we were on the way to the mall. Like, you know, we're probably going to go, like, eat some food, watch a movie or something. And I look over, and he's driving with his knees playing Clash of Clans.
How irresponsible.
And I'm like, you motherfucker. I already had something against that game. I look over to Scooter. You guys met Scooter.
Yeah, yeah.
Scooter's driving his Chevy Tahoe with his knees.
And he's driving a Tahoe.
A Chevy Tahoe with his knees playing playing Clash of Clans through Norfolk, Virginia traffic.
Well, that's for him, it's safer that he does that in a Tahoe rather than like a VW or something like that. So at least he'll kill people and he won't die for being irresponsible.
Yeah, man. I hate Clash of Clans. Don't play that. I saw someone playing it the other day.
Is it Carlos?
I refuse to play games on my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just...
I don't have the time for it, and why wouldn't I play a real
game? Well, then, like, if it's a game you like, and there's any moment where you have just an empty thought, like, oh, we'll play some games right now, because I've got a video game on my phone, you know? And then... And then you forget what you're doing, then like 6 hours goes by, and you're like, fuck, I was supposed to like go pick up my children from like that place I left them. I don't know, I don't have any kids. You know, you just leave them places sometimes, right?
Did your parents do that?
Well, funny story about that.
I was left home a lot too, but with like my brother or my cousin.
Yeah.
I remember when I was 5, my brother and my cousin were playing a football video game. I don't remember which one. It was like maybe it might have been one of the early Maddens because this was like at least the year 2000.
Or NFL Blitz.
Maybe it was Blitz. But it had to be because so it's me and my brother playing. We're home at my aunt's house in Tamarack, Florida. And when you hit somebody really hard in that video game, a dude comes over and is like, someone call 911. Someone would say that. In the video game. And, like, I was like, it was probably my brother whooping my ass in this game, so I'm probably, like, crying my eyes out and shit. I could just put the controller down, but no, I got to take this ass whooping. And so there was a knock at the door, and I remember this lady deputy with red short hair, one of those let me see your manager haircuts,
yeah,
is at the door. And she's like, who called 911? My cousin had went and called 911, dude, because of the video game. And we were like, because even as kids, we knew we were not supposed to be home alone. But we were. It was fine. Like, they were probably out at work or they were, like, doing some shopping. They weren't, like, out partying. It was, like, in the middle of the day like, a weekday in the summer. When Scott shows up.
Kids
like,
can be alone, you know. They got to learn how to be resilient and shit.
It was
can't
the best.
Coddle them from the real world.
It was the best.
If they accidentally die, it's fucking Darwinism, you know. They'll be fine. You can just make another. You can make another kid, you know. You can practice while you're in prison for neglecting your child and they die. You can practice making a kid.
Oh, man.
And then when you get out, you'll be really practiced up for the new thing so you can make another kid.
Practice makes perfect. That's what they say.
Yeah, so this has been a great time. I feel like we covered a lot of good subjects.
And you not know. Good ones at all.
No, but...
we're still on the child robot thing.
We just got back to children right at the end there. So thanks for that,
Jordan. We
got to
throw it in there one more time.
All right, any closing remarks?
You're talking about, like, sexy children robots we're having sex with? Well, I mean, they're sexy relative to the person, like, fucking them. Not me. I don't think children are sexy.
Well, I
want to make sure that we're very clear about that.
Okay.
I'm not attracted to children. I do think
we're doing real well, and you're just
for me. It's like when a racist is saying, "Trust me, I'm not racist." Like, I definitely don't trust you after that. You've lost all my trust.
That's
when
like
you say
I'm not
like
racist.
That.
I also love fried chicken.
Yeah.
It's like
you lost it all. If you have to defend something like that, you fucked.
No, see, I want to run for office, but the only platform I'm ever going to defend is that I'm against grown men fucking children. Okay. Specifically, grown men fucking children.
Oh.
I mean, if a grown woman...
Is it going to be in your campaign ad?
If a grown woman, like, you know, like all the time these women...
It's happening too much.
...have sex with a 14-year-old boy.
They're teachers.
Yeah, they're teachers. Exactly. You know, this kid was probably gifted, you know? And he needed some extra steering in the right direction. So, why shouldn't this young, attractive woman who has so much to give somebody fuck her 14-year-old student? And if today they get caught...
Well, then sometimes they're
the
married,
parents
man.
And the...
that's what's weird. Sometimes
the parents
and the...
You know, just let them handle it on, like, the lowest possible level. We don't need to get the police involved, you know? Like...
So you're... I don't know what you're saying, man. I don't know.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying, like...
The
some
parents
way,
should have to decide.
Some
whether.
Poor young lady shouldn't go to jail for a long time for just having sex with some boys. Like, that would have made my day when I was 14 years old. I don't think we should discourage this type of behavior by jail time, you know? Like,
but you're saying that under the assumption that most people are like you, and you know that's not true. You are a weird fucking guy.
I'm weird
that
whenever I was 14 years old, I'd want to have sex with a grown woman.
I don't think I had started puberty when I was 14. I was a real late bloomer.
Oh boy, you had the beautiful braces and the long curly hair.
Oh man, I was
you guys wait till we get this video.
Pudgy, curly-headed fuck.
Oh, you guys wait till we get this video. We'll put some pics of Kaibo.
Oh man, I have the best like child's pictures, like of me, not of other.
There we go again.
All right.
There's another person in this room I can't trust.
Yeah.
Wow.
We seem to.
Nah, kids are cool.
We're connected
fine.
By a common theme here, I think.
They're fine. I always like when I'm walking the dogs and the kids see the dog, and they're like, "Ooh, can we pet him?" And
you're not like, "Sick him."
Well, my dog doesn't really care for kids, and I'm always like, "Be very careful." I like get to instruct kids on how to pet a dog every time. I'm like, "Hand out, slow steps, let them come to you." And I keep repeating that to these children in my neighborhood.
You should teach them wrong.
I should.
Then they'll grow up with a hatred of dogs.
Nah, he's not too crazy about kids. I'm not either. Except I told you guys about when that kid called me Black Panther the other day.
Yeah, what a really nice thing to say
to
somebody.
That kid made my week.
I wish
the
little
no
kid
idea.
Would call me Black Panther.
Yeah, I know you wish stuff like that. Things of that nature. Wakanda.
Oh, man.
Oh man, we were supposed to close out. We were closing out, and we still.
If any,
well, we had
closing remarks.
Everybody hates Kyle.
Kyle.
And
don't forget about first.
Yeah, and to everybody out there, come check out me on Thursday nights for comedy.
Yeah, we'll get one of your bits up there too.
Yeah, nice. You know, we'll do something. Anyways.
All right. Bye forever.
See ya. Yeah, Kyle's never coming back. We fired him.